Mapping touch points. The following are the emotions and experiences that were encountered at different touch points. Touch point number 4. Ward and hospital environment orientation. Consumers. The emotions that the consumers felt in relation to ward and hospital environment orientation included: not comfortable, confronted, frustrated, stressed, traumatic, anxiety, frightening, rude, proactive. The experiences that were associated with ward and hospital environment orientation practices by consumers included: same ward is easier and familiar. Introduced themselves upon entering the room. No orientation. Near nurse's station can get more help. Needed more help as no orientation. Independence taken away. Needed more help as no orientation. Missing out on tea and coffee with no orientation. The following quotes were associated with ward and hospital environment orientation practices by consumers. I had someone put me in a corner and leave me there. They took away my personal independence. Staff decided if I needed a wheelchair, but I may prefer to walk. I got oriented to the toilet, but when I got there, I didn't know there was vomit all over the floor. I was in a neuro ward as they didn't have a bed in the ward I should have been in. They didn't tell me, and I woke up to people screaming out for help, and it was frightening and quite traumatic. They should not move your stuff. You want to find something, but can't if they've moved it and haven't told you. They used to wheel me into the shower room, and then I'd say I'd work this out. They were prepared to help me out. It was a bit of a process. Clinicians. The following emotions that clinicians felt in relations to ward and hospital environment orientation practices included: lost, understanding. The following experiences that were associated with ward and hospital environment orientation practices by clinicians included: near nurse's station. Ask them where they want things placed. Tell them where they're taking them. Put things in their hands. The following quotes were associated with ward and hospital environment orientation practices by clinicians included: they can't see what you're doing, so you don't need to explain everything.